Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
The legal fight over President Trump's travel ban is working its way through the courts, in part because of a lawsuit brought on by Washington State. It's suspended while that happens, but seeing the ban take effect a few weeks ago got KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley thinking about his own passport. On this week's Going Places, he shares some of those thoughts with 88.5's Ed Ronco.
Matthew, the news of late took us to American airports, where we saw people held after arriving in this country as immigrants or refugees because of an executive order limiting who can come into the country. I think it's hard for a lot of Americans to imagine showing up in a foreign place and being held in suspicion.
It is. And so to add to the fact that you have nowhere to return to and what it must feel like to be traveling with a passport that's maybe even temporary and held up at a border, not told how the outcome is going to be worked out, where you're going. I mean, that is just a really terrifying, scary situation for a traveler.
I think, Matthew, it speaks to the privilege we need to be aware of as Americans, that the notion of being held up at a border comes as something of a surprise to us.
Oh, and it does. Ed, I've been with travelers on many occasions, American travelers, leading them in groups when we were crossing into a country and I announced the night before, even though we had told them before, way in advance, you have to pay tomorrow $75, in visa fees, and plus you may be held up at the border for, numerous reasons. And the shock on American travelers' faces are, it's really interesting. They're like, well, why would they do that? Don't they want us to visit their country? Don't they realize that we're there to learn about them, that we're there to spend money to help their economy? And, countries like Russia, China, they will charge you a fee. Turkey, for instance, will charge you a fee for entering into the country. It does kind of enlighten you to how most of the other people on the planet live and travel. I've been stuck in the Gobi Desert, held up by young Mongolian policemen for an entire day. I've been held by Israeli police in Tel Aviv, by the British immigration authorities 20 years ago for a day. And it's just an unnerving situation. Even if you are quite certain you're going to get out of it, you just feel powerless.
I want to be very clear here and say that you and I are not immigrants. We are not refugees. But as we are watching the news, as we're learning about people who are trying to get from point A to point B and having some problems doing that, what would you encourage us to be thinking about?
Well, I would just advise, and myself included, just to kind of practice empathy and sympathy for these people, because they've already had a very rough go of it. They've already been on the road many times for countless hours, probably not sleeping well, don't have access. Many of them haven't had access to proper shelter. They've been through nightmare experiences. So to have as much empathy and sympathy that you can for these people, and to realize the more that you travel, the more you get out and you see people in their own countries, in their own environment, how welcoming they are. It is an eye-opening experience to be the foreigner in another country, to not have any safety net. You're just traveling there, maybe perhaps without a phone, and just be at the mercy of everyone around you. It's a very humbling experience.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can listen to other editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.